following is a very important message.
Hot ass grannies.
Oh? So you've come back for another good ass whooping from your old pal Pink Cosby, huh? Well, that's just fine by me. You see, we've got plenty of cans of ass whooping on the shelf, ready to go at any time. We only like to pass it out every 2 weeks, though, each Friday, and you've come back for another round. So saddle up, because here comes the spanking.
See, the entire Earth turned into a huge time bomb.
We are fighting for our lives. My family must survive.
Yeah, I'm not the enemy. I don't know who the enemy is.
State your name.
Sergeant Mahoney.
I'm gonna rub you out.
Don't you dare touch me!
Oh, and welcome back to the Happy Horror Coffee Break Old Time Horror Radio Show, you sick sucks. It's me, it's Eerie. We've come to say hello, and we are the Happy Horror Coffee Break Show. I don't know why I'm singing to you. You don't know why I'm singing to you either. It's confusing for everybody, and it makes me think that I have nothing better to say. So let's get started with the first story of the night. How do you prove that you are alive?
Ooh, 6 o'clock. Plenty of time for my 9 o'clock flight. I'll take one of those sandwiches, please.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
Yeah, thank you. Keep the change. I made it on time. I got about 3 hours to spare. I will. Take care. Love you too.
Flight 405 to St. Louis will be delayed due to some technical difficulties. Please remain patient as we will keep you updated. Thank you.
Oh, it's to be expected. It just gives me more time to read this book I got.
Excuse me, sir.
What? What?
I'm sorry to trouble you, sir, but we are about to board the St. Louis flight.
Oh, great. Thanks. Whoa. Where's everyone else? Why is the airport so dark? It's almost midnight. The flight's just now boarding? Whoa. Am I the only one on the plane? I've never had the whole plane myself.
Here's your seat, sir. 6B.
I don't see why it matters. Clearly I could sit anywhere I want. Wouldn't make a difference. Oh, that stupid ear pressure. Good thing I brought my gum.
Sir, I need you to fasten your seatbelt.
Who said that? It was only 6 rows ahead of me. That sounded like it came from behind me. I swear it did. Some weird trick of the acoustics of this plane. Huh. Oh well.
What's happening?
Where did that voice come from?
Nothing to worry about, sir. If you just stay calm and keep your seatbelt on, it's just some turbulence.
This is all beginning to feel very weird.
If everyone can please remain calm and seated.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. I have to get out of here. Oh. Finally, some place to lay my head. This faceless hotel room. I must have just had a panic attack. Some one-off hit of anxiety about landing, maybe. Oh, I gotta get some sleep. Ooh, it's so cold. Might as well go down and get some breakfast. Who's there? I'm the only one on this elevator.
Pastor, KPF line. Morning plane from Williamson County to St. Louis. There were no survivors from the 27 passengers on board.
Where are you?
What? Whoa, I almost took the car off the road. That sounded like there's somebody behind me. I'm the only one in this car. Something strange is happening to me.
Identification, please.
Oh no, my passport. I must have lost it.
This is only an internal flight. Do you at least have your driver's license?
Yes, here it is.
Here you go.
Thank you. What a pain. Hello, is this the St. Louis Hotel?
Yes, sir.
I stayed there the night before, and I seem to have lost my passport. Was there one left in the room?
No, sir, no passport. Housekeeping had just left that room. They found nothing.
Thank you for your help. I had to have shown it to Bourne that Williamson flight. The only other possibility is I left it on the plane. Hello? Hello, I think I may have left my passport and board the flight took 2 days ago.
You should be here with us. It's so cold.
What?
I'm just transferring you to our lost property department, sir.
Hello, Cape Air Lost Property. How can I help you today?
Hello, my name is Captain Lionel Sinclair. I think I may have left my passport on one of your flights 2 days ago.
Okay, sir, which flight was that?
The 2145 from Williamson to St. Louis, flight number 9K1114.
Come and join us.
Pardon?
I'm just checking our database now, sir. Sir, could you please confirm the date of your flight again, please?
Wednesday, 21st March, 2145, flight Williamson to St. Louis, flight number 9K1114.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you please hold?
So cold here, and you are so warm.
Hello, is this Mr. Sinclair?
Captain Sinclair.
I'm so sorry, Captain Sinclair. Can I please just check the details of the flight you think you lost your passport on?
Of course. Wednesday, 21st March, 2145, flight Williamson to St. Louis, flight number 9K1114.
Captain Sinclair, I'm afraid that flight was canceled on March 21st due to a technical fault with the plane. It's not possible that you were on that flight. Could it have been another day?
You should have been with us.
I'm not mistaken. I took that flight. I'm looking at my boarding card stub right now. I have a receipt from the restaurant in the Williamson Airport and a receipt from the hotel I stayed in St. Louis the same night. That wouldn't be possible unless I took that flight.
Sir, the evening flight was canceled, and the plane that was due to make the flight was involved in the crash the next morning. You may have heard about it on the news. You can't have been on that flight.
But I know that's the flight I was on. Hello? Ah. Hello?
Hello, sir. Is, Miss Sinclair home?
She's out at the moment. Well, how can I help you? I'm her husband.
Your... Mr. Sinclair?
Captain Sinclair.
I apologize. May we come inside? We had reported that you were one of the passengers on a flight from St. Louis on Wednesday that had crashed.
My plane didn't crash. I'm here.
I know you should be here with us.
Sir, we have these dental records that are a perfect match to yours.
But I'm right here. Here's my ID. It's unaltered. It's old enough to show you that this is me.
I'm afraid that doesn't prove much. You see, there is a security camera footage at the airport. You can clearly be seen entering the airport. However, when the announcement about the flight cancellation happens, there's no clear footage of you leaving the airport. We're going to have to ask you to come back to the station with us.
What else could happen? Look, I boarded that flight. Here's my stub. That stub seems real enough to me, but that flight never took off. I can't believe I've been 7 weeks into this mess and still no resolution. Yeah, they had my DNA on file due to a program I was in during my time in the Army. Hopefully this clears up the matters quickly. Welcome back, officer.
Captain Sinclair, we have something to discuss with you. The DNA came back, and the DNA on file with the military is a 95% match to you. However, it is a 99% match to the cadaver. Therefore, we have legally declared Captain Sinclair dead as of this morning. And immediately an investigation has been opened to your true identity.
Who else could I be?
Well, that's not up for us to decide, so we are going to have to take you in.
The leading no longer wants you.
You're free to join us now.
We will come for you soon.
We want your beard. It's so cold.
You're all trying to drive me insane. The world thinks I'm dead, and there are voices in my head. My wife has started to look at me strangely.
Honey, just please calm down.
I can see the doubt behind your eyes.
Honey, they're trying to help.
It's gone beyond the voices now. I see glimpses of shadows and reflections in mirrors. Terrible things, burnt and broken and shivering with cold. What do I need to do to prove that I'm alive? I'm alive! I'm alive!
We need to see some documentation, miss.
Your mother is my documentation. I was made in a factory. I'm a robot, you dipshit.
I don't care who made who. I need to know that you are who you say you are, and that you are indeed alive.
By the end of today, only one of us will end up alive, and it ain't you, babe.
Wait. What's going on?
This sphincter in a suit says I'm here illegally.
Sticks and stones, miss. Sticks and stones. I need some documentation or I'm gonna have to haul you off to the junkyard.
The only thing you'll be hauling is ass once I start kicking it.
Wait. I have her documentation. The junkyard, you say?
Oh no. Not this again. You're not getting rid of me.
Well, I'm not exactly sure where I might have placed the documentation. Let me think about it.
You assball, I swear to God.
Clock's a ticking, lady. I got other jobs to do today.
That's it. I'm signing out from this bullshit. Self-destruct sequence initiated. 30 seconds to self-destruct. 29. 28. 27.
Oh, just leave her. I've got the documentation here somewhere. Don't make me call your supervisor, you little man.
22.
Fine, forget it. I don't even care anyway.
Self-destruct sequence terminated. You really are a ball of ass, you know.
Oh, don't test me. I might call him back.
I doubt it. I cut his brake lines before he left.
Why, hello there, boys and girls. I'm here to talk to you today about Thompson Cigar Company. Whether you're new to cigars or a long-time aficionado like yours truly, Thompson Cigar Company has a solution to all your smoking needs. Since the day they were founded in 1915, they've always been devoted to delivering a massive selection of products, covering all price ranges and tastes. Even if your taste is in the crapper, at a fraction of what a comparable brand would cost. To ensure that your cigars are always fresh and full of flavor, Thompson Cigar Company operates out of the largest inventory humidor in the United States. That's right, all 48. They also have over 200 trained professionals on hand, ready to provide personal customer service, and are ready to answer any question you may have about cigars. And just because you listen to this podcast on Channel 4.5, I'm going to provide you with an offer that's going to save you money. If you click the link in the description of the show, you can purchase any cigars in their special cigar selection, and your entire order ships free. Or receive free shipping on any order over $99. Or save up to $73 when you purchase a 5-pack of Fever cigars. Remember, shop Thompson Cigars to save money, and so I don't get thrown out on the street again.
Let's move on to the next story of the night. The rattling coin.
The commuter, dressed in a business suit and carrying a briefcase, commutes to the office each morning on the tube. He enters Baker Street Station at around 7 a.m. every weekday and catches the southbound train towards Canary Wharf on the Jubilee Line. The station is generally not very busy at this time in the morning. Part of the reason the commuter leaves so early is he hates the hustle and bustle of rush hour. Plus, it gives him time to grab a coffee and a paper, to catch up on some emails before work. Another key factor is the beggars. They don't tend to surface from the tunnels until it starts getting busier. Richer pickings. Tuesday morning. Oh, another day. Oh, there's a beggar sitting on the floor about halfway along the empty corridor with a guitar. Spare change, boss. Sorry, pal. Oh, I'm not in the business of putting my hand in my own pocket. Plus, I've streamlined this routine down to a fine art. Hate any kind of interruption. Besides, I no longer carry change. Everything's automated these days. Much more efficient and far less hassle. More time for emails. Wednesday morning. Ugh, that beggar again, rattling a single coin in a bean can. Spare change, boss. Oh, he's merely in his early 20s. Sorry, pal. We've been through this before. Thursday morning. Oh, I can just hear the rattle of that single coin. That damn can. He's there again. Oh, this time I'll be ready. This time I'll be more prepared. I know exactly what I'm going to say to that beggar. He's rattling the same coin in that damn bloody can. Spare change, boss? Look, pal, I'm not your boss. And if I was, I'd have you sacked by now, you lazy, entitled millennial. Why don't you get off your ass, get a job, and stop hassling those of us who can be bothered by making something of their lives. And I say again, sorry, pal. Later that day. Oh, I'm so distracted. I keep thinking about that beggar in the tube station. So annoying. Oh, the day is almost over.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, cheerio. Gonna pass by that same spot where the beggar had sat for the past 3 days. Huh, isn't there? Oh well. Friday morning. Oh, this week has been dragging on. Today's Friday the 13th, no less. No matter. I wonder if I'll encounter that beggar again today. After what I said to him yesterday. Wonder how he'd react. Maybe he'd attack me. Would he possibly even kill me? Oh, you're being irrational. Press on. There it is again. That rattle. That coin. That can. Almost like a beacon. Trying to lure me into another confrontation. No, not today. Not on Friday the 13th. I just have to take a different route to my platform today. Anything to avoid a repeat of yesterday. I know my way around Baker Street Station. It's basically the spaghetti junction of stations, with corridors and intersections and escalators. Any number of configurations to get to a given platform. I can use that to my advantage today. I could take evasive action and strategically avoid any potential entanglements with my nemesis. It'll be later today, but I know the layout of the station well. I'll get there eventually. That sound. The beggar. Sitting at the end of that tunnel. He shouldn't be there. Luckily, this is an intersection. I have another alternative corridor to nip into and not have to see him for a fourth day on the trot. Oh. This is going to be a long way around. I have to go down that escalator to the lower platform and back up to the other side. I'm going to be late. It doesn't help I have to carry this coffee and paper and briefcase all together. Quickly now. Almost there, up on the other side of the escalator. Look at the time. Oh! Oh, for fuck's sake! A hot coffee! Oh! That bloody coin again! Right, that's it! The beggar again at the end of this corridor, waiting for me. I'll have to go around again. Oh, this corridor will take me to the Jubilee Line platform, where I need to be. Oh, finally lost that spare change, boss! Oh, you're being ridiculous. Oh no, I've left my briefcase back there when I nearly shat myself. I'm gonna have to go back. I can't go back there empty-handed. This is futile. I don't even carry change. I just have to go back. Face that beggar. Might even have to apologize. Oh, I'm definitely going to be late for work. I do need that briefcase. Otherwise, I won't be able to swipe myself through any of the security doors. I don't see it. And I don't hear that bloody coin. He must be gone. There's my briefcase, right where I dropped it. Phew. Well, in my newspaper. Wait. That headline. That picture looks very familiar. Missing musician found dead in Tube Station. The body of missing young musician Harry Garfield was found in Baker Street Tube Station yesterday after an apparent suicide. Aspiring singer-songwriter and former London busker Garfield was last seen last weekend when he was ridiculed by a member of the judging panel at a live TV talent show. The time of death was put at sometime Monday morning. What happened to the lights?
Cause you don't wanna know what I'll do to you if you don't pay.
Furies, what the hell are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm panhandling.
Panhandling for what?
For my needs, you dweebosaurus. I got's needs.
I provide everything you need.
You provide fish sticks and an outhouse. I can't live like that.
Put the guitar away and get back to doing whatever it is I assign you to do.
What did you design me to do?
I don't know. I don't know why you're here and I don't know why you exist, but stop it.
I wish I could stop existing, so I wouldn't have to listen to you anymore. I hate you and I wish you would have never made me immortal. Wah.
Okay.
Two Planets Productions is a team comprised some of the most talented wedding photographers, videographers, and production designers, with over 20 years of combined experience in the industry. Besides working with some of the most beautiful brides in the world, they also produce content for commercial businesses and non-profit organizations, such as the Tulsa Mayor's Office, the Arts and Humanities Council of Tulsa, Tulsa Lifestyle Magazine, Rocklahoma, and musical acts such as the Deftones. Members of their staff and of the Two Planet team have won multiple Couples Choice Awards and Best of the Best Awards from the Knot Wedding Wire and were part of the team that was voted People's Choice for Best Photographers from Tulsa People Magazine 2013. Two Planet Productions remains the most affordable group of fun professional artists to entrust your life's most precious moments to. Visit www.twoplanetproductions.com, find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or call 918 918-280-8528. That's 918-280-8528. And we have an exclusive deal, but only for those who listen to the Channel 4.5 Network. If you tell them that we sent you, you will receive a free single-session shoot with the purchase of any wedding package. That, my dears, is a $500 value, all for free. That could be engagement, bridals, first anniversary photos, or any memories that you'd like to be captured and saved forever. Toodaloo!
Oh, muchas gracias for listening to me. Speaking my nonsense and listening to your listenings. I don't know what that means. But thanks for joining. Thank you again for joining the Happy Horror Coffee Break Old Time Horror Radio Show. And if you liked it, listen again. We'll be back again in 2 weeks. In the meantime, tell your friends. Make them listen to this crappy show. Maybe they'll like it. Maybe they won't. Who knows? Who cares? They're your friends, not mine. I could give two shits. Tell me what you think anyway. Tell me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagrams, and tell them all to the real Happy Horror. And send me an email if you feel you need to do that at happyhorrorcoffeebreak@gmail.com. Thanks again to the Channel 4.5 Productions, the network that I'm currently on. Visit their site, channel4.5.com. Listen to the rest of the shows. You might like them, you might not. Honestly, I don't give a damn. But what I do give a damn about is that you enjoy your coffee break.
I can't work a bloody digital watch to my monitor.